This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 5th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. FIA's Walt Lucan has issued a written mid-year update for 2021. The subjects he covers in his update are opening access to clearing venues globally, improving operational resilience, opening China's markets, strengthening central clearing, advancing sustainability through derivatives markets, and connecting our community. Regarding the latter, about FIA conferences, Lucan writes, "Of course, virtual conferences do not compare to being face-to-face with your clients and team members, so we are preparing to resume in-person events in the coming weeks. This fall, we are bringing back IDX, the International Derivatives Expo in London, and Expo, the Futures and Options Expo in Chicago. We're working closely with our venues, vendors, and legal counsel to provide safe environments for reconnecting with the derivatives community. We can't wait to reconnect with our members in person." Two former Bank of America traders yesterday were found guilty of spoofing by a federal jury. Edward Basis and John Pasillo were found guilty of wire fraud and conspiracy charges following a two-week criminal trial in Chicago. The spoofing started in 2008 before the Dodd-Frank Act made the practice illegal and continued afterwards. The World Health Organization wants to stop booster shots from being administered to free up vaccines for COVID-19 for parts of the world that have not received any yet. Not sure that's going to work. FIA Operations Americas division on the 10th of August will present a panel on physical deliveries, processing, and settlements. In this webinar, the panelists will discuss the challenges and opportunities of processing physical deliveries, managing the differences across products, deadlines, and exchanges, as well as the settlement process. You can learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. Eurex posted its July 2021 market statistics, which saw Eurex's OTC clearing business continue its strong year, with notional outstanding in interest rate swaps growing 26% from 7.815 billion euros to 9.856 billion euros, an average daily cleared volume in IRS jumping 31% from 31 billion euros to 17 billion euros. The overall figures for all products show notional outstanding volumes growing by 5% from 19.488 billion euros to 20.45 4 billion euros, and average daily cleared volumes up 11% from 99 billion euros to 110 billion euros. The New York International Auto Show was scheduled to open its doors on August 20th, but it has been canceled because of the Delta variant of COVID-19. Let's hope this is not the start of another string of canceled conventions and conferences. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Today we have part one of our Open Outcry Traders History Project interview with Bruce Williams, a longtime CBOT member who wanted to be a professional tennis player and found his way to the exchange through his tennis instructor, Ray Kahneman. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the Bruce Williams video. Bruce Williams, he found love of open outcry trading through tennis. Part 1. Bruce Williams was a Southside Chicago street smart kid who found his way to the markets through tennis. As a youth, Williams had dreams of being a professional tennis player, and it was through a local tennis professional who was also a trader at the Chicago Board of Trade that he was first exposed to the markets. To watch this video, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a special message from our friends at JPX. launch of the new JGate platform. JPX will offer one of the most liquid derivatives markets in Asia. On September 21st, 2021, Osaka Exchange Inc. and Tokyo Commodity Exchange Inc., or JPX, will upgrade the JGate derivatives trading system. The new JGate is based on the Genium iNet trading system and will offer lower latency and higher throughput for world-class trading performance. ITCH and OUCH protocols, extended trading hours, and new flex derivatives and energy-based futures that will deliver a new era in trading convenience. You can learn more with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Robinhood surges as much as 82% a day after surpassing IPO price. Stock soared as much as 82% amid volatility spiking volume. Debut of option trading likely drove interest, strategist says. Robinhood Markets Inc. jumped a whopping 50% on Wednesday after a wave of individual investors joined the likes of Cathie Wood to pile on the zero-fee trading platform. My comment, you knew this was going to happen. Here's a press release from Wall Street's Rides Far. Team Dash Financial's technologies, together we are more effective than apart. Building a strong team culture means more than just empowering employees to excel at their jobs. For Dash Financial Technologies, a leading options trading and execution technology provider, supporting each other as colleagues is at the heart of everything they set out to accomplish, including at a charity bike ride like Wall Street Rides Far. My comment on Dash. Here's a story from the New York Times. I'm the idiot behind Idiot Coin. Some hype coins mint instant millionaires. Others go bust. Why not take a chance? They have names that make them sound delicious, like Cookie Coin, or headed for outer space, like Pluto Coin, or spacebound and delicious, like Astro Cake, which was described this way, created 5 minutes ago, safe. My comment, no, I am that idiot. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. For the second time, our top story Wednesday was the tweet about Gene Hackman still being alive. Second was plague-infected chipmunks force closure around Lake Tahoe from The Hill. And third was QuantShop jump trading buys blockchain firm Certus One from Yahoo Finance. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.